Once upon a time, there was a young basketball player who had dreams of becoming one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
My name is Kobe Bryant. I'm 17 years old. With the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
He worked day and night, every day, for years and years and years and years and years. And as time went on, 20 years had passed, and he felt that he had accomplished all that he set out to accomplish. But what he came to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one. And what he realized that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you and how it carries forward to the next generation. But he realized that's what makes true greatness. Well, the story would be about transformation of a kid looking inwardly to then growing up and understanding the importance and the power he's looking outward.
It's a great feeling to know that you set a goal for yourself and you were able to reach that goal and to knock it down.
If I had the power to turn back time, I would never use it. Now, think about it. Because then every moment that you go through means absolutely nothing, but you can always go back and do it again. So it loses its flavor, it loses its beauty. When things are final, you know, moments won't ever come again. To be able to have the power to go back and re-experience those things it's silly to me.
When you take that jersey off for the final time, how do you think you're gonna feel?
Very at peace with it, and I'm very thankful, you know, for the 20 years that I've had, and ready to go.
NappyAfro.com.
People, you are now tuned into the dopest podcast in the world. This is the Frocast. I'm your boy King Germ, aka Employee 8, aka The Dagger, aka Izzo, aka Mr. 81, aka KB24, aka The Eighth Wonder of the World, aka Three Rings, aka Kobe Wan Kenobi, aka Neo, aka Lord of the Rings, aka The Black Mamba, aka KB8, aka Ocho. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and still, as always, my favorite AKA of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget about a voicemail where you can call in and leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Don't forget about our Patreon where you can join for as little as $2. We stopped the dollar, we moved it up to two because B's been giving y'all too much shit for free. And, you know, just for a dollar, nah, man, you got to pay $2. If you want to give a dollar, that's just saying, hey, man, thanks for, you know, you trying to support. But if you want to see what B's cooking up for y'all boys, you got to pay $2, man. And like always, don't forget the easiest way you can help us is by reblogging, sharing it, liking it, retweeting, putting it on your feeds or whatever you got to do to get the word out there. We'll really appreciate it. Queen Germ, how was your week, man?
My week has been okay. You know, a little somber. Yeah. Trying to, you know, soak it all in, deal with, you know, what it is. But, hey, we're making it through.
Yeah, man. My week, man, it was all right until Sunday. I mean, you know, we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. The reason why I'm down, man, y'all heard it. I mean, it was the news that shocked the world on Sunday afternoon. Like, it was, we got the news that Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash. I mean, he was also killed with his daughter, his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, was also with him, and seven other passengers, including the pilot of this helicopter. You know, not to make light of the other passengers, we didn't know them. We knew Kobe, we knew Gianna, so we're here for the Mamba and Mambacita. This is what we're here for, to pay tribute, to just, you know, celebrate their life and just the impact that Kobe had as a, you know, a player. You know, me personally, me and Kobe's the same age. I know King Germ joked on the show for years that I was 22, 23 years old. But no, me and Kobe Bryant, same age. We graduated high school the same year. So I felt like that was my dude. You know what I'm saying? Because Michael Jordan had retired. And I was just looking for, you know, I was like, you know what, man? I'm going to hitch my wagon to this little youngster right here, man. He graduated with me, class of 96. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this is going to be my guy. You know what I'm saying? So I was a Kobe Bryant fan from day one. I mean, he went to the prom with Brandy, even though, you know, that was just like, wow, he went to the prom with Brandy. You know, I went, you know, he didn't get no cool points. I mean, he got cool points from me. But, you know, it just like.
He kind of just wanted to go to the prom.
Well, but he took Brandy to the prom. You know what I'm saying?
It was safe. He just did what was safe.
Yeah, but still, that was like, you took a superstar. She was famous then. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't. Well, he was famous on the basketball court, but not really. And you know, and then, you know, he was just, I remember I still got this newspaper article. It's probably in my little box over there. And it's almost, it's still unreal, you know, looking at that, it's unreal, because I couldn't believe it. I'm getting choked up on my words, because it's almost unfathomable to think, like, we didn't see old man Kobe like Bill Russell. Like, that's what you always thought we was going to see, Kobe being an elder statesman of the game, and just to see him go out like this was unheard of, man. And the bad part about it, it happened like the day after LeBron passed him on the all-time scoring list. I mean, Kobe was at the game. He congratulated him. And even his last tweet was congratulating LeBron and letting him know, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? He passing him the torch. And that was like, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, and I kind of feel bad for LeBron in this, because, you know, when he went to L.A., he had to, you know, fill in Kobe's shoes. I mean, not them shoes he could never fill in, because, you know, Kobe played with the Lakers for 20 years. He was a lifetime Laker. Arguably the greatest Laker of all time. I mean, you know, so even Magic said that. So if anybody want to deny it, Magic Johnson said Kobe was the greatest Laker before Kobe passed away. So we can say Kobe was the greatest Laker. So LeBron going there was kind of like, he was in it. Because, you know, Kobe fans are Kobe fans. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to, you know, they don't waver. They're like, Kobe they guy, and they don't, you know. And so LeBron going there, like, you have some big shoes to even try to step in. So, you know, now with this happening, it's like, you know, his last tweet was to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not saying you own his last words, but his last digital words was to you. And so it's like, that's got to be a heavy burden. And this man got to carry, man. And, you know, my heart goes out to Kobe's, his wife, to lose a child, a husband, at the same time, tragically. Like, you just had a baby in July, so this baby gonna grow up not knowing his father, you know what I'm saying, just knowing what he, you know, what she knew for the past 6-7 months, and it's just a bad situation, man. And I usually, like, celebrity deaths, the only celebrity deaths that really bothered me was, like, Biggie Smalls and Michael Jackson, but this one right here took the cake. Like, this one took the cake, because it was like, this was our guy. This was somebody from my generation. This wasn't nobody that was around before I came around or whatever, whatever. This was like somebody that was from my generation. I saw him grow up from a teenager to a grown ass man. And it's like, it hurt. It really hurt. And, you know, I just, oh man. So let me ask you a question. How did you feel about this whole situation?
I mean, seeing it at first, I didn't want to believe it. I just kept searching and searching and searching for somebody to say that this was an error, because it just didn't seem real. And then when it kept coming out, it was like, you know, different stories, the whole family, one kid, another kid, you know, so yeah. I was just hoping that they had it wrong. And when it didn't, it just made it, you know, I guess I always kind of, you know, try to find some kind of sense in it because I want to believe that everything happens for a reason and I don't find any sense in this. But then on top of everything, of course, as you stated, you know, it was other people, who were lost or lost their lives in this tragic accident. But people do have to remember, like, okay, as you stated, you know, we didn't know those people. Yes. Or they didn't have, you know what I'm saying, they didn't have an effect on us personally.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
But for anybody to lose a loved one, real people should always be sorry for those yeah. individuals' families' loss.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about somebody that you kind of connected with, even just looking at the fact that we have a 13-year-old daughter, we are the same age as he is. It's just like...
It's eerie. It's eerie.
It's just so weird. It's too relatable. You know what I'm saying? So many ways to connect to the story. And then, you know what I'm saying? You feeling connected to the individual. And then for them to just be gone, you didn't get sick. It wasn't like something out of the ordinary. I mean, for right now, we don't think it's foul play. But it's just, I mean, it's just sad because it's just something that I would never think that would have happened. Like in this day of technology, I know people make mistakes and stuff happen, but it didn't seem like that should have been the outcome of just a regular day going somewhere.
Yeah.
That this would be the outcome for any of them.
This man died being a dad. You know what I'm saying?
Like
he was doing dad shit, parental shit. That's what he doing. He died. And it's like, that makes you think about like, yo, like, you know, he probably didn't know. Like, just think if he didn't, like, you know, one of the kids was like playing something. He's like, hey, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'll be back. You know, I got to go. And he ain't give him a hug or something like that. And, yeah. You know, they said one of the kids was having like asthma problems. So they had to take her to the hospital. She couldn't stop hyperventilating. And I'm just thinking like, that's got to be fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you was just doing something that you do every day. Like, you know, you took this helicopter trip plenty of time. Because he's like, one time, that's what made him get the helicopter. Because he was going to a basketball game or a basketball practice. And he had to be at a school play. He got caught in that L.A. traffic. And he ended up missing the school play. He was like, I'm not going to let this happen again. You know, I want to be where so the helicopter, he could go here, go there. So he did it all the time. So this is something that it wasn't out of the ordinary for him to travel in his helicopter. And it breaks my heart to see like somebody died doing. I mean, I could see if he was one of them asshole athletes that was, oh, he was running his Lamborghini 115 miles per hour on the highway, lost control, and he crashed. Or something living wild like, yo, he was on a speedboat. You know, he was doing dad shit. And just to see one of the greatest basketball players die doing regular shit, like, that shit is, it fucks with you. Especially somebody you grew up watching. You know what I'm saying? Somebody you grew up, like, you grew up with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's tough, man. It's real tough. And I'm really loving all the tributes. I mean, what really made me happy was the day he died. Like, even the Instagram thoughts took the day off. Well, most of them. Some of them still was out there, and niggas had to correct them real quick. Was like, look, niggas don't want to see that today. Kobe just died. Like, yo, put your fucking clothes on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it was just like, I mean, it was ridiculous. Like, all
they were trying to make y'all feel better about
no,
the situation.
No, you don't.
That's
no,
what
just
they was
just
doing.
Post your Kobe picture like everybody else posting their Kobe picture.
They might have had a Kobe picture.
No. Like,
and they was half naked.
Like, no, no.
They couldn't
no.
have a jersey with their ass poking out?
No.
Okay,
just I mean, stand there, but just don't be nasty with it. Like, I was just like, have some respect, people.
They was trying to help y'all.
Yeah, well, we just, that ain't the way. Like, we that's not what we wanted to see that day. And, I mean, props to Kobe, man. I mean, the man, if you look at his stats, man, 20 years in the league, all with one team, 18-time All-Star, Like that right there. I mean, he was damn near all-star every year he was in the league. I mean, remember, he was injured for a year, and I think he was all-star his rookie year. And you know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it. The man is the five-star G out there on the court. I'm just going to read out some of his stats, man. I can't just, like...
Your lighter can fall, but I can't take my shoe off.
I mean, no, you cannot take your shoe off. She wants... Go ahead, take your shoe off now. Since you want to, make the noise now. And you know what I'm saying? So we can get it over with.
Hurry up.
Queen Jern loves to argue with me.
I don't.
I don't know why she does, but she loves to argue with me. But let's just go down some of Kobe's statistics.
Go down.
All right. Like I said, he's a five-time NBA champion, two-time final MVP, one-time most valuable player, which I believe he got robbed. Two of those years, he should at least have three. At least three. Because Steve Nash did not deserve to win the MVP that back-to-back year. You could have gave him to Kobe, but I digress. 18-time All-Star, like I said. 98 from 2000 to 2016. Four-time NBA All-Star Game MVP. 11-time NBA First Team. We don't talk about second and third teams. 9 times NBA All Defensive First Team. 9 times, people. Not only was this man killing you on one side of the court, he was killing you on the defensive side of the court. 2-time NBA scoring champion, slam dunk champion. Got both of his numbers retired by the Lakers, 8 and 24. I wait for you to find me another player that's getting both of his numbers retired by the same team. It's not gonna happen. He was a Naismith Prep Player of the Year back in 96, and he was a first-team parade All-American, man. We're talking about 33,643 points, 7,000 rebounds, 6,000 assists, two-time Olympic champion, gold medal. Let's not forget about Kobe, what he did for the Redeem Team. He was the defensive man. Like, he'll go against the other team's best player. And he's going to D him up. Kobe didn't care about offense. He said, I'm going out here. I'm going to play defense on whoever the other team's strongest man is. And we're going to shut him down. Kobe took him out of the game. Guess what? We swept the Olympics that year. The Redeem Team. And then Kobe, he's got to be credited for making LeBron James' work ethic better. Because LeBron even admitted himself. He said he thought he was working hard until he worked with Kobe during the Olympics. And Kobe showed him what it takes to take his game to the next level. And then what do you know? LeBron James starts winning championships.
Okay.
Amazing. Amazing. So, I always ask myself, who did Kobe make better? I got to go back and say he made LeBron James better. Because like even LeBron says it, he credited Kobe with that work ethic. Kobe's work ethic was second to none. That's why him and Shaq fell out. Because Shaq was a big guy, but he always came into camp overweight, out of shape. And that'll give him a slow start to the season. Kobe got to do too much. So he was like, hey, Shaq, you need to work out all year, Shaq. You know, that's what started the rift. But thank God those boys pieced it out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just a lot of people, you know, I don't know, man. I can't believe it, man. Kobe Bean Bryant, 1978 to 2020, man. He was on his way to the Hall of Fame. Of course, I mean, where else would Kobe go? I mean, you got to put him in the Hall. I'm angry I didn't get to hear that speech because I knew Kobe was going to let him know what it was and how it was going to be and all that, man. But, man, gone too soon, man. Gone too soon. I could think of a list of people that could have replaced him and his all 9 of those people on their helicopter, but I ain't going to do that. I'm going to try to keep it positive.
Please, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Please, sir.
And because, you know, it just, I feel real bad because that morning I woke up, you know, the Kobe fans was arguing that morning about, oh, Kobe's still better than LeBron. I don't care if LeBron passed him. So we was going back and forth that morning about it, you know, and I had to tell them guys, like, listen, man, you know, LeBron better. You know what I'm saying? Stat-wise, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, I get it. I love Kobe just like the next man, but I'm not one of those blind, like, Michael Jordan is my favorite player, but I still think LeBron better than Jordan. I think Kobe better than Jordan. I got Jordan number 3. He my favorite player, but on the list, I got him number 3 overall. But, you know, that's just how I feel about it. And we can argue about it one day, 12 Cal, if you want to argue about it. Don't mind. You know what I'm saying? That was a call out to you. Because I know you think you got Jordan number one. I know 12 Kyle, dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. 12 Kyle a little older. He might got like Julius Erving number one.
Don't do that.
Wilt Chamberlain might be his boy.
Mm-mm. Those ain't the stats we talking about.
Look, 12 Kyle, he had the age where he called, he just called Dr. J, he just called him Doc. He be like, man, Doc, you know what I'm saying? Like, we shout out to 12 Kyle, man. But yeah, since we doing this thing about Kobe, man, I got to ask you, what are some of your favorite Kobe moments? Now, I'm going to remind y'all before Queen Germ goes into
don't do that.
She's a Laker fan. So I know you got plenty of Kobe moments from 20 years of basketball. Let me grab my lighter to hear this. So, go ahead.
Why I gotta have a Kobe moment?
Like, anything. Well, I go first, man. So I help you out, man.
You don't have to help me.
Okay, but my favorite Kobe moments is like number one would have to be his 60-point game, his last game, the Mamba out game. It was just a storybook ending. Like, I'm getting the chill bumps. Just think about it right now. It was like his last game. He scored 60 points, and it was just like, the shit was amazing, bro. So, I mean, just, I sat back and watched it the other day. It brought tears to my eyes. Like, it's bringing tears to my eyes now. I was watching it the other day, just, and it was magical. It was his last game. He scored 60. Like, he went out like Kobe. Like, he took a lot of shots. He was on. He was hitting. The crowd was just feeding to it. And that shit was amazing, man. So, my number one moment has got to be his last game, the Mamba out game. Oh, gosh. I knew it was going to happen. I'm not crying, people. It's just the temperature in this room is a little too much. So, the 60-point game, number one. My number two moment has got to be the 81-point game. Because, I mean, when do you see a nigga score 81 points? Like, we heard about Will Chamberlain scoring 100. You know what I'm saying? Whether he did or not, you know, it's up for debate. A lot of people are saying he didn't because there's no footage of this game, you know. But I heard stories that the game had to be moved somewhere because the circus was in town. And, you know, so they had to play somewhere else that didn't have the cameras. And so he just so happened to score 100 points this game, you know what I mean? But, you know, hey, he scored 100. But when Kobe scored 81 that day, it was a Sunday game. They was playing the Raptors. And I wasn't watching the game at first, but when they said how many points Kobe had, like, I tuned in. And that day there, like, man, he put on the show. Because I really thought he was going to get 100. I thought he was going to get 100 today because, like, a week, like, a couple games early, he had, like, 60 in, like, three quarters. And so this time, they was like, we ain't going to sit him down. We're going to let him play. And I really thought he was going to get 100 that day, man. But he didn't. He ended up with 81, which is the second most in NBA history. Actually, it's the highest in NBA history because when Wilt Chamberlain did his 100, they wasn't called the NBA. So, if you really want to be technical, Kobe has the career high in the NBA, in the National Basketball Association. You know what I'm saying? Before the merger, you know what I'm saying, is when Wilt Chamberlain had his 100. So, that's my number two Kobe moment. My number three Kobe moment, oh, man. It was probably that string of games when he was just like, it was probably like 6-7 game stretch where he was scoring like over 40 a game and he was just tearing their ass up. And I mean, in all my memories, I mean, it was number 8 Kobe. Number 24 Kobe was, of course, the last game, but 8 Kobe, like that stretch of games where he was just going ham, and it was just amazing to see. Like every night you checking the box score, like how many Kobe had? Oh, he had 45. How many he had tonight? 49. How many he had tonight? 55. How many he had tonight? Like it was unheard of, something we never seen before. You know what I'm saying? And just the way he was out there, man, like that shit was. I mean, Kobe gave me a lot of moments, but them top three right there stand out to me, man. Do you have any? Did you come up with anything specifically?
No, I don't, because I just always like watching him, especially like in the playoffs and stuff like that, when it was really, you know what I'm saying, something on the line. Mm. I mean, he always came through. It was never a disappointing game, never a disappointing show, because you already knew he was gonna run the stats up. It wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I mean, I just used to like to see him play, especially like in those kind of decision type games, because he always came through.
Yep. Except for that one time they talked bad about him. They said in game 6 he shot too much, so he was like, okay, I ain't gonna shoot all. Yeah. I ain't gonna shoot it all in game 7. He didn't, and his team lost. And he was like, see, what do y'all want? Either you want me to shoot or you don't want me to shoot. If I shoot 20 times, I shot too much. So I shoot 12. Oh, he ain't taking enough shots. And he just showed y'all. I can't satisfy y'all regardless. You say I shoot too much or you say I don't shoot enough. And then he was also telling management, get me some motherfucking help in here. Yeah. And when they got him some help, he delivered some titles, man, because, you know, Kobe was doing it like he was on fire when Shaq left town in those years before they got, like, Bynum and Pau Gasol and all them guys and Metal World Peace and all them guys. Like, he had to do it by himself. And some years they ain't made the playoffs, some years they did. But once he got him a squad, he got Phil back, got a real coach that knew what he was doing. And, you know, like, Kobe was just the man. Like, he was the man. Like, you can't sit here and say Kobe Bryant wasn't the man. Like, I don't care if you hated him, you know what I'm saying, whatever, however you felt about him, that Joker was a killer on that court.
Yeah.
A motherfucking killer. And he had that instinct. Once he smelled blood, he going after it. Like, he wasn't passive like that. That's one thing I don't like, LeBron don't put his foot on your neck. Like, he'll let your ass back up. And with some, then now you in a fucking fight with a nigga you done knocked down. And you know, and then it's just like, but with Kobe, when Kobe had you down, oh, your ass is down. And that's the only thing I wish LeBron, I hope Kobe passed that on to him. Like, look, when you stab him with that knife, turn that motherfucking knife so they bleed out. Don't just stab him and walk away thinking they dead because they laying there. No, this nigga got up and walked to the hospital. He patched himself up. Now you got to worry about this nigga coming back for your ass. Kill their ass when they down, man. So that's why they call him Black Mamba, the most deadliest fucking snake out there. That shit bite you, you ain't got time to think. What bit you? By the time you can't even answer, your ass gone, nigga. Like, if it bite you above your heart, you dead. Like, I mean, but that's just how Kobe was. He was the motherfucking Black Mamba, man. And you know, I just, like I said, man, rest in peace, man. You rest in power to Mamba and Mambacita. Like, that video when they were showing him and her practicing basketball and he was showing her how to create some space, that right there, man, I was just like, see, man, look at that, man. And then it was like, Kobe had 4 daughters, so it was just like, he had to pass the basketball on to somebody. Yeah. And one of them picked it up, and she was actually good. Like, she was really good. And then he became like an ambassador for women's basketball. Like, he was like, yo, like, I got 4 daughters and one of them play ball. Like, you know, I'm going to stand up for y'all because, you know, one day my daughter going to be up here. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And so not only did men's basketball period, lost an ambassador, you know what I'm saying, on the men's and the women's side. So this was a huge loss, man. And, you know, it's just, you know, I see a lot of people saying they're going to change their ways because of this Kobe thing. And, you know, it shouldn't take a celebrity dying for you to change your ways or to, you know, end a dispute that you got with somebody. But if that's what it takes, man, fuck it. Cause we
at
need
least to... something good come out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah,
I mean, because it ain't no going back. So
yep, you're right.
If nothing else, if this inspires you to bury the hatch or get over something that you need to let go,
yep,
let it go.
And people, man, take this as a reminder that when you walk out the door, man, tell your loved ones you love them, man. I don't care if you're mad at them or not, man. Take that time to tell them that you love them. Take that time because you never know. You never motherfucking know. So, you know, that's what this taught me. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't do that. I don't know. But it just, like, you could go off to go to work tomorrow and that's it. Like,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a normal day, a normal Wednesday, a normal Thursday, a normal Saturday, a normal Sunday. You get up like, and that'd be the last time you see a loved one. So, hey, man. And when I say loved ones, I'm talking about your kids. Everybody, man, because you just don't want to, not saying that once you die, you might leave somebody riddled with guilt for the rest of their life and they might end up hurting themselves because they, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so if you feel like you love your friends, let your friends know, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if you want to be real, Kobe Bryant, the reason why me and B-Eazy cool. You want to know why? I'll tell y'all the story real quick. One day we was at work. He was arguing about basketball, and B-Eazy had made a comment that Kobe Bryant don't play defense. And I was like, Kobe don't play defense. I said, are you crazy? You know what I'm saying? This was before we had smartphones and we could just look it up right then, you know what I'm saying, on our phones and be like, nah, nigga, this, I had to wait till I got home to get on the internet to pull it up to read off his stats. So I ain't have easy number. So I called PTZ up. I was like, yo, PTZ, give me a B-Easy number. And he was apprehensive at first, like, I don't know. I said, man, it's cool, man. And I had his number, but I lost it. That was a lie. So I called B-Easy up. I called him up, and I was like, look, man, you know how you were saying Kobe don't play defense? Well, and, you know, I started reading off all the stats, and B-Easy, being B-Easy, was like, so, okay, you was right. You was right. Is that all? You okay, you were right. You know, so... And then I was just like, so that's how me and him actually like started being cool because of fucking Kobe Bryant. And then, cause you know, I usually wouldn't talk to B-Easy because when he worked, I thought he liked the Boston Red Sox. Cause he used to walk around with a Boston Red Sox hat on. So I said, this nigga lame as hell. He liked Boston Red Sox? Like, oh hell no. Nah. And then
you done judged the man.
Yeah, but I didn't know the B stood for B-Easy. You know what I'm saying? And then like somebody used to always leave their double XL magazines because I worked on third shift. He worked on first shift. So he would have like a little stash spot for his double XL magazines. So when I used to come to work on third shift, I'm like, damn, man, somebody keep leaving double XL magazines in the thing. So when I went to first shift, B-Easy was like, one day I was talking to him. He was like, yeah, man, I had to move my magazines because some dickhead on third shift kept stealing my magazines. And I was like,
that's me.
Oh, dang, bro. That was me, bro. I ain't know. I thought somebody just had, you know, they read the book and just left it here. Like, they were finished reading it. So I take that motherfucker and read it with me, you know. So that's how we met Kobe Bryant in stolen XXL magazines and me thinking he was a Boston Red Sox fan because, you know, he wore a Boston Red Sox. Because I was just like, that nigga lang as hell, shawty. I can't deal with
you
it, man.
You and Georgia wearing
that? Yeah. Like, what, nigga? So, yeah, man.
Special order then.
Yeah, so... Man, that was heavy, you know what I'm saying? First time I think I've ever cried on a Frocast, but they were... Yeah,
never going to be about me, though.
Oh, God, I've cried. I'm never going to let you see me cry about you. You didn't send me to work a couple days frustrated, crying in the car, but I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. No,
that's what he's saying
I had that nigga broke down, girl. You should have seen it. Nigga was crying and everything.
Nigga,
I'm not going to let you see me cry. Because I know that's what you want. I'm not gonna let you see me cry about you. Okay. I done went in the bathroom, got myself together, cried for about 25 seconds, and got it together.
That's all I work, y'all.
Walked that nigga, no, and then I put him back.
25 seconds.
What? I'm not gonna sit there. You. All right, see, y'all ladies say that, but you have old nigga, old bitch ass nigga sitting around crying all the time.
Nah, that's what you gonna call him.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there like.
Eight times.
No, nah, bro.
Eight times.
Nah.
You ain't crying for me no time.
You don't know that, like I said. You don't know that. You don't know what. I done got mad and walked off, and I might be crying or whatever, sitting out here. You done got mad and came out here and cried, got myself. You don't know what's going on.
I don't.
I'm not going to show you that. Why am I sitting there crying in front of you? Heck, though.
Mm-mm. It's been time when you could have cried and it was something good.
Nah.
And it still would have made a difference in my life, but you know.
I cried when my kids was born.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with me.
What you mean? You do give her life.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with me.
What? I cried when we got married.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
When?
On the way in there.
Yeah, that was probably high. Oh, it was trying to get high.
No. But
it wasn't nothing about me, but it's okay.
I'm like I said. I'm just not going to let you see me cry, man, because it's like, Nah, with you, something you done.
I mean, shoot.
I'm just, what you mean?
You talking about something not over something that I done. I ain't like, did nothing.
I'm talking about like you frustrated, man. You know what I'm
talking about. I ain't talking about that kind of crying.
No, okay.
But you can't give me
so
nothing.
You think it's all right for just to cry one time in front of you?
I mean, for a nigga to cry, period.
What does that do?
It's just showing that you're human.
But you seen me cry before, right?
Not about me.
But okay.
I seen you cry like two times in my life in our relationship. That's been almost 20 years.
No, you seen me cry way more than that.
No.
I'm telling you.
Nah, I haven't.
So you only seen me cry two times in our relationship? You mean like... You mean like
your grandparents passing.
Yep.
And then...
B.
Yeah, so that's three. And I don't want to count the other time because you was crying about another girl.
I wasn't crying about it. I was crying frustrated because you were saying it wasn't about her. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, see, that's what it was.
Let's clear the air about that. You think I was crying about her?
I know that's what you was crying about.
I wasn't crying about her. Like, nigga, please. I ain't crying about her.
That's what it was. Hmm. You don't want to say it because she probably listened to the show. Hey, so.
We got millions.
And millions.
A listener. She got to be one of them. I mean, just by the, you know. But yeah, man. I've cried, just so you know. Mm-hmm. You sent me to work frustrated a couple days.
Nah, bro.
And I'm just crying because I'm like, why did you do this? You know I got this.
I know what? That you crazy as hell?
No. You know I got to go to the job. I don't know why you stressing me out.
Yeah, what do you want from me? That don't sound like you. It sound like somebody else, not you.
Oh, man, whatever. So you that's a trophy for you or something? That's a trophy for you or something? You get XP for it or something? Nah. Like, I've never made you cry.
You make me cry a lot.
I do? Mm-hmm. Seriously? I gotta change that then.
Yeah.
Cause I've
cried myself to sleep many nights.
Wow.
And you were right there.
I was right there and you were crying. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. My gosh, man. I feel like a total piece of shit. Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Why would you cry so it's not saying nothing to me?
It just don't be worth the fight. Because every time I say something, you defend yourself. And then I got to go back and forth. I'm okay, just like...
So let me ask you a question. So if I accuse you of something, you wouldn't defend yourself, or you just accept it as what it is?
I mean, if I get tired of defending myself, but it's like if I say something to you and you're defending yourself, but in reality, it is exactly what I'm saying, but you don't see it that way. So why frustrate myself? Because it's what I'm living.
Okay. So for instance, give me an example.
So if I tell you that I want to spend time with you, or I feel like, you know, we haven't done anything, we haven't spent any quality time together for a while, and you telling me about, oh, we did this together, we did that together, you talking about some shit like we cleaned up together, we fold clothes together.
Sometimes that's good.
That's not the shit I'm talking about. So you mean, I'm going back and forth with you, and I don't agree with what you're saying, but then now you starting to get upset. I'm getting upset because I'm like, all I need is some time and you don't want to give it to me. So I'm just going to go to sleep. And I mean, I ain't like I'm like, yeah, crying. I mean, but I have gotten emotionally enough to where some tears are starting to flow from my eyes. And I'm just like, you know, this shit ain't worth it. Just go to sleep. Just let it ride. Maybe tomorrow will be a better day. Mm. I mean, it's been time where I have had some real jerk body crying and you still ain't do nothing. So I mean, it don't even matter.
You must be a silent crier because there's no way I can sit beside you and know you're crying and not do anything about it.
You have, though.
Hey, man.
Just to put it out there, you have.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know I was that horrible of a husband. Doing this podcast with you, I've learned a lot about, you know what I'm saying, myself and the way that you feel about our relationship, because you never opened up like this, you know, to talk to me about it. Like, you said things, but not to the point where, you know, it was, you know, like, it was conveyed in a way that I was like, okay, you know, she's not happy.
It's not even that I'm not happy. It's the fact that I just don't think you know how to love me.
I mean,
like, it's just really like, that's what it is. Like,
so, but hold on.
You think you're doing a good job. You do the things on the surface. I mean, that's just like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody clean the house. Like, if you just move the chair, you'll see it's still crumbs down there. But you think you cleaned it because you got the stuff that you can see easily, but you don't do the stuff that you got to move a little bit of furniture to get.
So that means you're not happy.
Not that I'm not happy. I'm just saying that you're not doing all of what you think you're doing. It's still more work to do, is all I'm saying. Not that I'm not happy. I just feel like we still got room to grow, do better, whatever. I think that's on both ends, but all I can do is speak from my perspective.
We'll have more free time in 5 years.
Yeah, but who's to say I got 5 years? What? I might not have 5 years. So what
you mean you don't have 5 years?
If I only have 5 more minutes. What are you going to do then?
I mean, but I would want you to know.
You
want to
be sad because you didn't cherish the 5 minutes we had because you was thinking
no,
you were going
to
have 5 years?
I want to know. I want to, from now on, I want you to know that I love you and I love everything about you and unconditionally I love you. So it's like, that's what I think that you don't, you know, I don't know if you realize it or accept it or, you know.
It's not about that. I mean, it took a long time.
So do you think
time.
I love you?
I guess.
No. Answer the question.
Why?
Do you think I love you?
Do you want to fight?
No, I'm asking. We're having a dialogue here.
I think you love me?
What you mean? Do I think you think that?
Uh-huh.
I think you don't think I love you.
I think you do, but it's like, it's complicated because you have a strange way of showing love. I don't think you know how.
My thing is,
what you do is not, especially because when you think about it, when we started out, we were 22. So, yeah, right? Yeah, 22.
You was 22. I was 23.
Okay, whatever. Technically, yeah, right. Just was, a technicality. And then a couple of months later, I was 23 as well. So, whatever. So, whatever the case may have been, we were very young in the grand scheme of things. People think because you're 20, you're grown, you're not grown. When you think about emotionally, I was very young. You were very young. The things that I needed, you didn't do. You just didn't. And for a while, because I was young and ambitious and naive, all of that at the same time, I thought that these were things that were going to change. But life has shown me that you are who you are. And
everybody say that about me.
Well, how many relationships you in?
I'm talking about people. Like, people that know me, like, you the same way. You the same person. Like, when I met you, you was just like this, and you still like that. Like, everybody say, like I'm the same person. Like, I just trying to be easy. That he was like, dog, bro, you told me, like, when we first met, like, oh, I'm probably going to talk to you every day. And he was like, what kind of nigga? You know, he's saying, you still, like, he said, you are the same way, the same person I met in 2004, whenever we met, he's like, you the same dude in 2020. And so, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, for me, that's what I mean. It's like, so I have had to grow, I guess, in that regard to realize that this is the best you can do.
It's not the best I can do. For instance, you say, I want somebody that want me to.
Yeah.
I adore you.
But
I'm just not a doting person. I'm not somebody that's going to be like, oh, and just fawn over you. I'm not that kind of guy.
But
like,
I can admire from afar. I try
to do that sometimes.
But you shouldn't be admiring me from afar because I belong to you. And
I can admire you from afar. I can do it up close, but I'm not one of the people that's going to be, oh, like, I want you to know that you don't have to think if you got my love, if you got my loyalty. You don't have to think about it. That should be like, because it's me.
Yeah, but that's like something that you learn.
I shouldn't have to reassure you all the time.
But you learn that in a relationship.
And have you learned that yet? Answer the question. Answer the question.
Have I learned what?
That you know that I'm loyal, I'm this, I'm that, I love you. You know, you don't. I'm answering for you. No, she doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know why. And I mean,
because you don't do the things that I require to make me know that.
Okay,
like,
so.
I don't get it. Like, how can you expect me to know something? That's like saying that you trust something that you ain't tried. So it's like, you gonna believe that this person gonna be here for you, that's gonna do something for you, and then you...
Have this person gave me any reason to think, like, he might one day just pick up and leave.
Yes.
He might just fall out of love with me and go run off with some floozy.
Somebody that he got to run into and look at their pictures for. Somebody he got to sneak and comment online for. Somebody who he friends hooked him up with. Whatever. All of that.
So you think that could happen to me?
Yeah, because the people who do the most talking is the people. That's the same with, like, that Aaron Hernandez thing. People who, God bless him, so people say the man supposed to be gay, he done killed people because they knew stuff about him, whatever they did. But either at the end of the day, people do things because they put up this persona and this fake screen, like, oh, black men don't cheat, but you the same one digging somebody else out at wherever. I mean, I don't know what you're doing. So I ain't finna be made no fool by nobody, especially when you haven't done the things that I require. That's the thing I'm saying. Like, it's one thing for me to be snowed and a nigga got me doing blah, blah, blah. You got me all wide open. You looking me in my eyes. You rubbing my hand. You telling me I'm beautiful. You taking me places. You doing this. You doing that. And I don't even require a lot. Mm-hmm. The little free stuff that I ask you to do, you won't do. So it ain't about, it's not about
so
wealth, it's not about nothing. It's about quality time, putting me first, thinking about me, making me feel secure. When I feel vulnerable, I mean, that's just like I'm adopted. Like, I don't have a real home. I'm not here, for real. It's like, it makes me feel like I'm vulnerable. That's not a good feeling when you've been in a relationship for 20 years. It's not. Almost 20 years.
So why, but okay. I don't make you feel secure?
No. Okay. You know, I mean, secure in this relationship will never go anywhere. I feel at any given time, you could drop the bomb on me and say, I'm out.
Okay, and I
feel that because my kids are getting older. I feel like you're really with me because of these children.
Let me ask you a question.
And that's real.
Let me ask you a question.
Because you married me because I was pregnant, right?
No. Oh, okay. No. I married you because, not because you was pregnant. We had already had the baby when we got married.
Okay, 3 months prior.
It's still, whatever. But okay, so it ain't like I had to marry you. It wasn't like nobody was forcing me to marry you. I married you because I wanted to marry you. I asked you to marry me. So it wasn't because somebody twisted my arm. And no, it wasn't because of that. I married you because I loved you. I married you
past
because...
tense.
That's a present. And we're talking about in the past.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I had to use the past since I'm going to talk about something else in the past.
Okay.
But, okay, so you say you don't feel secure. And I haven't went anywhere in... I'm literally haven't went anywhere. How many days have I been away from you since we've been together?
I don't know. I don't count.
It couldn't be no more than 2 weeks. It probably ain't even that. I went somewhere when my cousin got married for about 4 days.
And you left me for a week and you forbid me to go behind you to your grandmother's funeral.
Financial reasons. And I told you that. It was cheaper for me to move that week because, A, I didn't know. You want real talk? I didn't know what the arrangements was. Hell, you see what happened? I was gone a week. What? I was gone a whole damn week because the shit wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know how long I was going to be down there. The shit wasn't together. So, therefore, why would I be sitting there? It's just me. It's cheaper for me to go and be there for 4, 5, 6, I was almost gone a week, 7 days, than it would be for all four of us plus the dog gone for 7 days. So, financially, at that time, yes, I said, it's just cheaper for me to move. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't, you know, nothing personal, but that right there is, I'm glad. You know, but other than that, that time Randy got married, the time we went to the Running Jewels concert, and my granddad funeral. The only times I've been gone. The only time.
Your grandmother.
Yeah, my grandparents' funerals.
Me and the children were there. So you forgot that I was there? So
yeah, you seen how that went down. We ain't know when we was going. I thought granddad was going to be like James Brown. They were going to put him on ice for a couple of days or something. I ain't know what was going on. So, but yeah, so somebody that never go nowhere, you think they just gonna up and leave you one day?
Yeah.
Dude, that it seem like my personality?
Yeah.
I don't make rash decisions. When do you see me make...
When people start changing, you gotta watch.
Changing?
You gotta watch. That's all.
Changing? When have I changed?
We supposed to be having love. What's the next thing?
No, we're talking about this.
The people don't want to hear that.
Yes, they do. You don't understand. Somebody, we ain't the only couple that listen to this podcast. That this might open up dialogue for them. They sitting there listening like, dang, bro. And they talk about their issues. They put us on pause and they talk about their issues. So, you know, we're just being transparent with the listeners, man.
I just need you to know that I want to be here. I want to.
So what's keeping you here? What's keeping you here? Let me know what's keeping you here since you're this unhappy.
I didn't say I was unhappy.
I mean,
I didn't say I was unhappy.
You're unfulfilled. You're not satisfied with your relationship.
I didn't say all that. I said I didn't feel secure. So now we done going to unsatisfied.
I mean,
all this other stuff.
This is not what you want. This is what you said. You're not doing the things I need you to do. So you're not. If I go to a restaurant and they're not doing the things I need them to do,
mm-hmm. You're like, not going back.
The food is like, but I'm not going to sit there if I'm not satisfied with this food. They trying, though. They trying. They think this is good food they gave me. They think this is good food. But I'm eating it, and I'm just like, yo, this just not working for me. I just don't feel like...
If you eat enough of it, you'll get full.
But, okay, so what's keeping you in this restaurant? That's what I want to know.
The dessert is good.
Oh, man. That's it? Wow.
You don't know what dessert could be.
But so I mean, but
it could be sex, it could be kids, it could be a lot of stuff.
So what? So okay, but speaking out of the hyperbole.
In if real I use life. That right,
what is keeping you in this, you know, because it's a woman at home listening to this that relate to Queen Germs, like, yo, like, I mean,
my biggest thing is the fact that my level of commitment, I mean, you think that, you know, I say stuff, I act a certain way. A lot of stuff that I say is really just for me to get a reaction out of you that I don't ever get. And just...
What would be a proper reaction?
A proper reaction would be you to reassure me that you care about me, you love me, you'll do anything for me. And that's but not just words.
That, if no, I said that and proven that...
You haven't. Apparently, you haven't.
I haven't proven that?
If we are having this conversation right now, that's not what that is. Whatever you've done that you checked the box for, you can erase it or make a new
spreadsheet.
You mean
go shoot a nigga right now?
I don't need to shoot nobody.
Would you be a tattoo on my face to say I love you across it or something like that?
Because that might be for any other person in the world.
I'm saying your name. I love you, Queen Germ. Across my motherfucking forehead.
No, I don't need
would that make you happy?
I mean, you can get a tattoo, but not on your face.
I sit here do a podcast with you every week where I profess my love to you.
You just now started to do a podcast with me. This might have been a year.
It's been longer than a year.
Okay, well, that's great. But all
you
I'm saying is...
You know what episode
is,
we on?
It doesn't matter.
390.
But I don't know when so that I means started you did, doing this.
You done at least 90 in a row with me. Then you had, like, when you was filling in for Saul in the between the whatever number. So you done done at least 100 of these motherfucking podcasts.
Calm down. Calm down.
So it's like...
Calm down.
But I profess my love to you on each one of them.
You don't. You do not. I mean, and it's fine. But it's the thing is, I just need you to understand that it's work.
Okay. I already asked you that. I understand what? That. Marriage is work. You don't think I love you.
I mean, I ain't going to say that you don't love me. I'm going to say that you do. But I'm going to say that you don't give me the confidence to feel like so in to where I would never think. I mean, anything that you did would not really surprise me. Because I don't really know how to gauge you. Like, if you gave me some indication that, oh, you was in it, then yeah, I could say that. But you just say stuff. I mean, I like I said before, like, I've seen it on lots of different things. People say love is what love does. You got to do something to make somebody believe that you love them. You can tell me that you love me. You can dig me down, make me feel good. But when that's over and I'm going through real life.
So I ain't been there for you in real life situation.
When I'm stressed out and all you can tell me is, oh, don't worry about your hair. I mean, just make me feel comfortable.
I mean.
Grab me, hold me, make me feel like I don't have to worry about the fact. Baby, if your hair don't never grow back, you all right. We good. It that don't even matter to me. But fussing at me because I'm putting my hand in my head. Telling me that you ain't got to worry about it, all aggressive. I'm very sensitive about it. So let me be vulnerable. Let me cry my situation out. Just be there. Sometimes I might just want to talk. Sometimes I might just want to cry. You got to be okay with whatever emotions come out of me because I'm confiding in you. I'm being, I'm exposing myself to the rawest form with you. Sometimes you can't say nothing. Sometimes all you got to do is say, it's going to be all right.
So when am I supposed to know? When am I supposed to know if that's the time for me to say something or just to be quiet?
I'm saying if you holding me and you say nothing, it's going to always be okay. It's going to always be okay because I know that you are there. I know that you notice that I'm going through whatever I'm going through and you are giving me some attention. But when you over here with an AirPod in your ear and you're talking to somebody every time I see you, you go to work all day. Then when you come home, I can't get the first 5 minutes of your time. Yeah, I feel some type of way. I do. I feel like whatever that is should have been talked about in that ride home. When you get in this house and you see that my car's still out there. You better tell them niggas you can talk to them later, whoever that is.
Okay, now, is this a two-way street?
Yeah, if that's what you wanted to be, but shit, if you on the phone, but I can get back on my phone.
But see, but me personally, if you come in the house on the phone, I don't say nothing to you. I let you finish your phone call. I'm not that person. Because like,
you don't want to spend time with me.
It's not
you're
that I want to spend time.
You're probably glad I'm on the phone so that you don't have to talk to me.
I respect people's space. That's all
and
it
I
is.
Don't. Because
I
you,
respect,
you,
I don't feel like, you know, because I'm the type of person is, If you know, like, if you're doing something, I'll leave you alone. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I respect your space. I respect your... That's just me. I give people that space because I don't want You know what I'm saying? I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to be intrusive or none of that like that. And it's like, you know, like this, like the whole bathroom thing. Like, if you're in the bathroom, you're in the bathroom. I ain't got to come in there when you're in the bathroom.
I don't have to come in there when you're in the bathroom unless I really need something.
Is it, if, even if I really need something?
Well, my bladder ain't that good, and I can't pee outside. So if I really need something, I might come in there to push you out the way. Or if I got to come in there to get something to go to the other bathroom, whatever I need, I'm going to come in there. You just going to have to be all right. I mean, it is what it is.
And so, like, it's just, I'm just a believer of personal space. So it's just, maybe that's, you know, what it is. But I don't want you to ever feel like I ain't ready to, you know, rock this world with you, man. Like, it's me and you. Like, I told you that from the beginning, and it ain't never wavered. So that's why I don't understand, like, why you don't feel that way. Like, you know, but maybe that's part of your, you know, game plan. You got to beat them down to keep them working or whatever like that. You don't want me to get stagnant running in place, man. Maybe that's what it is. But
whatever you see, you know. Whatever you see, sir. This is the stuff that I talk about, people.
Yeah, man, but, you know, I love her to death. I wouldn't trade in for nobody, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is my dog right here. Like, besides us being married, this, like, my dog. Like, we sit, we laugh, we have a real good time. And, I mean, that's the only reason why she on this party. Like, if I didn't think she was able to match, you know what I'm saying, King Germ, you know what I'm saying, not just me personally, but King Germ, like, if she wouldn't be here, but she's here, and it's like,
I should be so privileged.
No, I'm just saying, privileged. Just letting you know, there's like that let them know that we are friends, that we're able to do a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Not like some married couple where I say something and she just agree with me. Like, no, she has her own opinion, and she's able to, you know, let y'all hear it, and we're able to sometimes be funny, and, you know, and that's why I think it works, because we real, man. We not like, we ain't gonna sit here and fake it. We gonna just, y'all just heard us have a fucking discussion about our life. And, you know, it was therapeutic. I learned some stuff that I need to work on. And, you know, I don't mind.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to do, but.
I mean, it's just, I mean, my issues is nothing, you know. I don't have no problems, man.
Obviously, you do your issues. So, I guess you want to talk about that off screen.
My issues ain't that big. Like, I don't have no problems. Like, you know, it's just my issues. Like, I just wish you would trust me and let me in and just know that I ain't going nowhere. So that's all about trust. Like, I just want you to trust me. Like, if I ain't earned your trust in all these years, man, I ain't going nowhere. Like, I told you, even if we broke up, I ain't going nowhere. I told you that.
That's not true.
It is true.
You gonna go somewhere, because if we broke up, I'm leaving you. I mean, like, I'm not finna. I would disappear. I would go ghost on you.
We weren't broke up. That's what I'm saying. We're not gonna break up. I wouldn't allow you to break up with me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't allow you to break up. As toxic as that, no. I'm not gonna be. I won't hurt her or nothing. I'm not going nowhere. We gonna stay together. To the end of time. You took all my good years away from me. And then you told me that time. Oh, you took all my good years. I done gave you all these years or something, you say. singing that Mary J. Blige song. Like, I feel bad that I took Queen Germ good years from me. And, you know.
I mean, it's not even that. I just feel like you didn't know. I mean, you just didn't know. And I mean, it's like not blaming you or anybody or whatever, but it's like when I met you, I just saw so much potential. Like, we both young, we you know what I'm saying, we got, you just thinking the rest of our lives to live, mm-hmm. and be together and grow and do this and do that, and time goes. Group. And it's like,
we have group.
You look up and it's like, I'm old. I got high blood pressure. My hair falling out.
That's
my damn.
Anyway. Yeah, you sitting eat cotton candy for breakfast. Nah, what you think gonna happen?
That's not high blood pressure. That's diabetes, and I don't have that. Thank God.
You live a stressful life. You yes. worry yourself, and I tell you all the time. And you, I'll be like, hey, babe, won't you just leave something? No, I can't do that. This. You see, you don't understand. And I'm just like, sometimes I just be trying to fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. This, that. And you don't be wanting to hear that.
No,
you
just shut me down. I need real life solutions. I don't need don't worry about it, because stuff got to be worried about.
No, you don't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
If you ain't thinking about it, how you going to plan to get out of the situation?
If you got $12 in your pocket and the bill man say you got a bill for $40, what can you do about it? Give him that $12 and be broke.
Get all the money up.
Yeah, but why am I going to worry about it? Like, hey, man, you just going to have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, sometimes you can't let stuff worry you. And that's why I tell you, you're a worrier. And I be trying to tell you, stop worrying. You know, that's what's giving you the high blood pressure. My doctor, only reason why I got high blood pressure, because I go to the doctor during football season. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always going to have high blood pressure during football season.
You're going to always have high blood pressure because you smoke. That's what you're going to have high blood pressure for.
I bet you if I stop, I still have blood pressure.
I doubt it.
But yeah, man. So,
get into the stuff, because we done been on here for an hour.
You know what? We can just end this now. Oh, okay.
With what? The song of the week and the whoever else?
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, that's fine. We'll cut through that since we've been here an hour.
I'm just saying, the people get tired.
Okay, but yeah. So some people riding in the car right now. And
okay, well, keep going. Keep going. Do what you're going to do.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you gonna do it any damn way, so don't say nothing else. Yeah, now you got emotion.
I ain't got no emotion. I'm about to emotion this topic real quick.
Get to it.
Have you heard of the coronavirus?
Yeah, the corona, not the drink, but yeah.
Are you scared?
No, I ain't scared. I don't go no damn well. And I mean, people who know me know that they don't cough, sneeze, or nothing around me because I don't play that shit.
Okay, well, if you don't know what we're talking about, the coronavirus is the newest government scare tactic that they're using against us. I got my tinfoil hat on because, I mean, every year or every couple years, they come out with something. Swine flu. What else they had? Didn't they have a bird flu or some shit like that one time? Child. They always have something, some disease that's supposed to scare you. Now it's called the coronavirus.
It's airborne or something.
Yeah, and it's an outbreak in China. They say we got 5 cases of the virus have been confirmed in the United States. The outbreak is caused by a new strain of the virus called 2019-nCoV. The Centers for Disease Control said the symptoms of the virus include fever, cough, shortness of breath. Symptoms can appear in as few as 2 days or as long as 14 days after exposure. So this is what you need to know from Heavy.com. 1. The new strain of coronavirus first emerged in China, and 5 cases have now been confirmed in the United States. So it's this little city in China called... So you know this is a little city, nothing in major. All the fucking people in China. Watch some shit break out in a small ass little place. So China had 56 confirmed deaths. The total number.
I mean, confirmed, so what is it coming from?
Okay, that's
something
what I'm trying.
Dirty.
I'm glad you said that. So they said many patients were potentially exposed to wildlife animals at the Hunan seafood wholesale market, where poultry, snake, bats, and other farm animals were sold. Oh my gosh. So how did it come on? That's the symptoms. They say it's the shit is all bad, but I think it's just a scare tactic. They're going to try to make you get a fucking
vaccine.
Coronavirus vaccine. They're going to sneak some shit in on your motherfucking ass. So be careful,
tracking,
man.
Tracking devices or something.
So yeah, the State Department issued a travel warning for Americans planning to visit China. If I'm going to China, why am I going to this motherfucking small ass town? They're either going to Shanghai or Hong Kong, nigga. Y'all niggas better stay out of these little small...
I ain't going over there nowhere if you got that going on.
Yeah, it's like an outbreak of pneumonia first identified in Wuhan, China, caused by a new coronavirus. They won't tell me how it started. That's what we want to know. So, I mean...
They say at the food market, at the farm.
Yeah.
The farm share.
Then they got videos of motherfuckers eating bats. And these motherfuckers crazy, man. So, I'm not saying watch out for Chinese people. But if you're going to China, I wouldn't go to China right now.
Not right now.
And if I was the United States, I would close the gates in to people. Like, I don't care if you went over there to China, you American citizen. Your ass ain't coming back.
Yeah, so, you got to go on in.
Yeah, we gotta go ahead and put you in the little quarantine for 30 days. And anybody coming from China right now must be, you know, set down and washed off thoroughly, sterilized before before they're let back into society, because we can't have no shit outbreaking, man. Because, you know, if some shit come down and, you know, like they scaring people saying about 65 million people may die from this disease or whatever, like that's their scare tactics and shit, man. This shit will be cleared up once tax season over with.
I think
that's all it is, man. You know, they trying to scare us up, but niggas we ain't gonna be talking about coronavirus in 3 weeks, man. Unless that shit get crazy, then, you know, because they got people just dropping from this shit, just dying. And I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. Just don't trust the government, man. But, yeah. So, that's all about the coronavirus. You're not buying it. What's the deal?
I mean,
being the scientist that you are, how you feel about this?
I mean, there's always something. I mean, there are different viruses and things that come about. I mean, and most of that stuff is because of people being unclean. It's something about what you consume or things that you come in contact with. And when you think about it, it's just, you know, it's a lot of different things. I mean, I even think about encounters that I had today where people in the bathroom, you're dripping blood on stuff. I just don't understand. Because if it's dripping, you know what it is. It ain't no sneak attack or nothing. Why is it that I'm coming in there behind you and I got to run into your stuff? Like, people just do a lot of nasty stuff. And if over time things are not being kept clean, sanitary or what have you, you're going to have something that, you know what I'm saying, decides that it's going to grow and breed. And, you know, it is what it is. And especially when you talk about you around different species of animals, like, for real, you got all this, these, you know what I'm saying, different animals in the same location, stuff can happen. And I mean, it can be real, it may not be real, but either way it go, if people dying, that shit real. So they're dying of something, but they just dropping. So all I can say is get your hand sanitizer, wash your hands, don't be sneezing and coughing all over people. I don't appreciate it at all when you're out here in these streets. Like, I can't stand it. Like, people who know me know I'm looking at you. Like, I heard that shit. It was a little too close. You need to back that on up. Back it up. I'm not a fan.
So, yeah, man. You know, just... It might be coming in, like, all these goods we get from China. Exactly. Look, China might be sneaking some shit in on our ass. We owe them money anyway. China might be like, yo, we got to get rid of these Americans, bro. So
made in China.
We got to be careful, bro, man. God damn. The
coronavirus.
The coronavirus made in China. That's crazy, man. So, yeah, I ain't worried about that shit, man. Fuck that. I ain't worried about no fucking coronavirus.
No, I'm not.
Hell nah. Y'all niggas out here eating ass. Y'all been worried about the coronavirus.
Oh, no. They ain't got no coronavirus. That'll be the Hennessy virus, if anything. Shit. Y'all say that Henny make y'all do all kind of things. Shit.
Oh, man.
Keep around here licking ass and doing the most.
We was going to do TV talk, but since, you know, the show running kind of long today, we're going to skip TV talk. So we're going to have a double. We're going to talk about Fall from Grace next week. We did watch it, and I mean, just to say the least, y'all people need to chill, giving the movie a hard motherfucking...
Yeah, we going to talk about it or not?
I mean, well, let's talk about it then. We already here, fuck it. People here, man. We're going to ahead and give it to them. Fall from Grace, Tyler Perry movie on Netflix, man. How did you feel about it?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, but one thing people got to understand is, like, you can't expect people to judge you differently or whatever because they have the knowledge that you only took 5 days to shoot. Like, when you tell somebody that, I think you make somebody more critical, because it's like, if you didn't tell me that, I probably wouldn't have looked for all the inconsistencies that were there. And you know what I'm saying, people looking at stuff, people saying stuff, I think they got the right to say it, because you black, just because you black and you decided that, you know what I'm saying, you putting out a black movie, like, we ain't worth for 5 days. Like, you just throw something together and we supposed to like it? That's not okay. But I mean, the story was pretty good. I mean, it kept me going till the end.
What's so bad about the 5 days thing? I think it was good for 5 days. Like,
and see, that's a nigga. That's a man.
But people think, like, everybody tells me, oh man, this movie. I was like, first of all, when I watch a movie, I'm not thinking I'm going to get nothing life-changing from the movie.
You just looking at it to be entertained for this hour and 50 minutes.
Entertain me for whatever time. Don't make me feel like I wasted too. Because once you sit there and watch a bad movie, you can't ever get that time back. You lost that time.
Forever.
So can't relive it. If the movie entertained me for the time it was on, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Some movies are good that I go back and watch again. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, I didn't feel like my time was wasted. Everybody talks about how is this your best friend and you not know who her kid is? they was only friends for 6 years. Why would she know who this, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, you ain't got to mention that you got kids to me. Maybe you never brought it up.
And maybe you did, but just because you said that it was your kid didn't mean that your child is like, a world traveler, I don't know.
How could you have a best friend and you not know who her... What? That's easy. I mean, then... Everybody talking about the wigs. Yeah, they were bad, but who cares? Look at the character. The character, I mean, I understand. Some of the wigs were bad. Buddy little frocks. I mean, it was weird as fuck. Nigga had a box on top, a fro on the side. I was like, God damn. And then, you know. But as far as the story, man, it had a nice little twist.
Yeah, the story had a good little twist. I like it.
You know what I'm saying? I kept wondering, like, what we, you know, like.
I was trying to figure out if we was going to ever find out why the lady jumped off the roof, and we did.
Yeah.
That was my biggest thing. Like,
exactly.
She was trying to get away. Started the show with jumping off the roof, so what the heck was that all about?
See, you know what I'm saying? And it brought it back, like, because when they called him to go to that house, he was just like, damn.
That scene.
Yeah, and so that shit was crazy. And you know what I'm saying? They had a nice story, nice twist. It kept you going
because I thought Felicia Rashad was the main girlfriend and they were stealing the money, and then you find out that was his mom.
So it was like, okay, well. She was finding women for him to run off with citizens. Yeah. They were just pulling cons on people. That was their thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for him to get, you know, he was still alive. She was going through. And then
that's the thing. That's
she
the
was
thing
protecting
that
her. Didn't want to put her on the stand. Like, no, I don't want to put her on the stand because that Emily. She thought like, her
I'm
son.
I'm going to holler out. And say I'm guilty. Don't you do that. That's my friend.
Yeah.
And this bitch done been.
She the one set your ass
she
up.
She got you all hemmed up over there.
You know, and then, you know, it was a decent movie.
Yeah, it was.
Some people saying it was real great. Some people saying it was, and I'm just like.
I think it was pretty good. I mean, minus the little silly stuff, but yeah. Because it's like one minute she putting on shoes, then you see her coming down the steps. She ain't got no shoes on. So it was like, you know, that must have been a retake or something. Yeah, so, I mean.
That was the editing. They messed that up.
Something, yeah, but like I said, the story itself was good. I really did enjoy it, honestly. Yeah. And I got a short attention span when it comes to movies, so.
Yeah, so, you know.
I think it was pretty good.
I say it was decent. It was okay. It's not a waste of time. You know what I'm saying?
You can say that.
Yeah, it's not a waste. So if you want to sit back with your girl, watch a movie with her, or. You know what I'm saying? With your boyfriend, Netflix. You know, either way, how did it go? You know what I'm saying? Like, whether you sit with your girl, your guy, your significant other, sit there, watch this movie. It's not a waste of time, people. I'm not hyping it up saying it's, oh man, like some people was hyping up, making it seem like it was better than what it was. No, it was a decent movie. You would be satisfied if you watched this movie. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just satisfied here. I'm not wild. It's not changing my life, but satisfied.
I mean, you don't have to be. Critical medical about this. It's a decent movie, man. So go check out Fall from Grace, you know what I'm saying, on Netflix. I laughed on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
As long as you didn't cry.
Yeah. And so Power happened. It was the what is his name? Councilman Tate episode. Probably the best episode of the season, acting wise. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, Lorenz Tate was in there. They had his brother, his older brother in there playing his brother. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, we still don't know who shot Ghost, but the Councilman Tate episode was like, they showed, like his brother said, you one of the luckiest people alive. And it was funny how shit fell in his, like, he thought when they counted him out, he ended up, like, where he wanted to be. Instead of him, like when the lady dropped her from the ticket to go with Ghost, and then like his career was on the fucked up era. Next thing you know, Ghost gets killed, and he had a nice little speech after Ghost got killed. So then the lady wanted him to run with her, and he was like, "Nah, how about I want that to change. I'm running for governor." And then the Democratic Party backed him. So now he running for governor of New York. And in the end, like, he wanted, like, it started at night. Like, yo, he was down in the dumps and James got to go. And, I mean, it was fucked up. But he ended up coming out on top. Like, in the end, he didn't kill Ghost. But, you know, he ended up winning. His brother told him, you always win. And what happens, he's just a lucky motherfucker. And just everything that happened in the episode for him to come out on top was pretty dope. So, like I said, the Councilman Tate episode, probably the best, followed by the Tommy episode. Then the first episode, which was the Andre, and then the Paz episode has been the worst. So, you know, that was just our power update, man. Last episode coming up. We're going to find out who killed Ghost in the next episode. We're going to see if all the conspiracy theories were right.
All of them can't be right. Only one of them going to be right.
We're going to see which one was right. We're going to see who, of all the theories, we're going to see who was right. So, yeah, check it out. season finale of Power. Matter of fact, it's not coming on next Sunday. They're going to make us wait a week because Sunday is Super Bowl. So, since we talking Super Bowl, so Sunday is not going to be a Power episode. They're going to skip a week. And so it won't be to the next week. I guarantee it. Because they're not going to show Power on Super Bowl Sunday. It's just not going to happen. So, speaking of Super Bowl, you got the 49ers versus the Chiefs in Miami. Give me a Super Bowl prediction right now.
I'm going to say the 49ers. And they're going to win by 10.
49ers by 10. So, Queen Germs giving the 49ers number 6. By 10, all right? This game is a toss-up to me because you got the number one offense going against the number one defense. Kansas City love, they can score at ease. San Francisco got a great defense, but they love to run the ball. And Kansas City can't defend the run, but they showed they could defend the run against Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry's only one guy. San Francisco got... If Tevin Campbell's healthy, did I say Tevin Campbell?
You said Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Coleman.
Tevin Campbell? Maybe they got the same name.
Chuck always called him Tevin Campbell.
And okay. Because I'm like,
now I had a slip on the fucking show. I called the man Tevin Campbell.
Like the lady to call the people niggers?
Yeah, knackers.
Knackers.
The neckers. Anyway, you threw me off with that. If Tevin Coleman's healthy, that would give the 49ers 3 running backs. And if they're able to control the ground game and keep Jimmy Garoppolo. But see, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't throw but 6 passes in the last game. You know, he ain't attempted but 20-some passes his whole playoffs. So they've been winning without him. If he does too much, it could be a detriment to the team. So that's why I said this game is a toss-up. But since this is the Frocast, I got to make a pick. Since you went 49ers.
You got to go against me.
I'm going to go with the 49ers because I can't. I mean, even though I like Andy Reid, I just can't Pat Mahomes. I can't get him a title.
I mean, when the last time the 49ers won?
Like, 95.
Okay. This time.
Chiefs ain't never won it. Well, they won, I think, Super Bowl 1 or 2. They might even win then. I don't know. Well, they won. Yeah, they did win one time, I think. It's been like a long time. But, just for the show purposes, man. No. I'm going to say it. Kansas City going to win by a touchdown. I think it's going to be like 31-23 Kansas City. That's what I'm going to go. So those are Super Bowl picks. We'll next week when we do the show, we'll see who won, who came the closest, and we'll have a little better line.
You think so?
Yes. Let's go ahead and put like an apple pie from Whataburger, or you want to go a little more riskier, like, you know, hey, like a got to buy lunch for somebody one day, but you got to bring the lunch to them. How about that?
Or you got to buy cologne for somebody since we buying cologne now.
Who buying cologne?
Well, now you don't know.
I bought some cologne.
Yeah, you was out there asking for cologne for Christmas.
Oh Lord,
child. You was getting the
child.
You was getting your
child,
your people to buy you cologne. So you said,
"Who's my people?"
Whatever these.
Oh! I thought you were talking about real life. Oh, you talking about the show? Oh,
whatever,
yeah.
Nigga. This is real life.
Okay, but yeah, man. So that's a TV talk for the week, man. Let's go ahead and take a music break real quick. Come back with I Keep 100 so we can get out of here. Because Beezy going to be mad when he sees it's going to be a long show, man. But, I mean, we had to pay tribute to the Mamba, man. We had to pay tribute to the Mamba. Can't blame Kobe for this episode. So, song of the week. What do you have as your song of the week?
So, keeping in the theme, thinking about, you know, loving people and wanting them to know. My song of the week is none other than... Like You'll Never See Me Again by Alicia Keys.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, man, my song of the week, since you went that route with it, is none other than I was watching a documentary this week, and the Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix, and it came up with the Juvenile album, right? And Juvenile first album, I remember I was the first person in my city to be listening to the juvenile shit. And, mm-hmm. and you know, Sleazy can contest to that. He can, you know, vouch for me on that one. But anyway, one of my favorite songs on that album is 400 Degrees off the 400 Degrees album. So my song of the week is 400 Degrees by Juvenile. And Queen Germs is Alicia Keys, Like You Never See Me Again. Procast episode 390. We're going to take a music break. We'll be right back.
You see me, I eat, sleep, shit, and talk rap. You seen that 98 Mercedes on TV, I bought that. I had some felony charges, I bought that. Been sent to no return, but still was ball back. Nigga do some slangs in me, Woody, I called that. I punished them the bitches before they could call Jack. Now I'm looking for their family and potters to wall back. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that? Nigga disrespect me, I'ma be in all black. Coming in by some niggas about killing and all that. D-Corey and Rusty and Duck Dog. Ride top down so we let the trucks pause. MMT ride full deep. I booted up at these niggas claiming they know me. Bitch, what? I'll bust your ass up. Don't even go there, Woody, cause I'm ready to mass up. I heard about the money, that's a nice change. For the right price, I bust the right brain. All the nigga try, I can't do the right thing. Only God knows what the future might bring. Nigga might be shy, nigga might be trifling. Nigga might survive if he bought that right fling. With something that'll stop a nigga from playing. Something like a chop or a grenade in his hand. Boy, look, nigga don't play no games no more. Nigga, I'll bust your head if you bang his hole. Attitude adjustments, do y'all need? My calling though enforcements, nigga call me. I bet you I get them niggas off your block. I bet you I show them niggas this boy hot. When it comes to my pockets, I'm ready to bust. Baby, let me get the keys to the Rover truck. Man, let me get this beef shit over, bruh. Ain't no bitch this year, I'm from the lawyer, bruh. What's your beef? Hey, this what was told to us. I'ma be running with these killers and banging down. I'ma look in front of my people like a clown. The G code that we live by and we die by. The book is what we never will abide by. Niggas drive by, getting loose. Beefing with each other like a checkerboard and goose. I'm in Compton. Watch, nigga. Up in New York, you keep them open. Watch, nigga. Boy, you get played by a bitter Italian. All fine young black female stallions. Give me the keys to your car and your medallion. You fall away from your home using alien. Alien.
All right, man, we back, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that music break, man. I did. You know, good music, nice little contrast. See, that's us, man. We like Homer and Marge.
But, I don't know about
but
that.
She Marge with a job. You know what I'm saying? That's the only difference.
The only difference.
Yeah, she Marge
with a job. Makes a lot of difference when you have a job.
Yeah, but Homer and Marge was like contrasting, you know, like, you know, that's us. We different, but we so perfect together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
So, you know, we like the black Marge and Homer.
But
you Marge with a job. That could be one of your little...
No,
hey,
it won't be.
Hey, that'd be dope.
It won't.
That'd be dope.
It will not.
Keep it 100, man. You got to keep it 100.
Yes, I do have a keep it 100. And my keep it 100 is don't be mad at me when I do a you on you.
100.
When you around here playing these games, you think that it's all good when you doing the shenanigans. But then when I do it on you, oh, we brand new. And shit don't feel so good then. Like, prime example. They always doing some fuckery to me at the job.
Oh, I was feeling in the kind of way. I was about to say, damn, is this about me? I was like, damn.
Well, you can get it too. But like, at damn. The same damn time, you mistreat me at the job, then you need me to do you a favor. Well, that's not in my job description. That's not something I'm getting paid for. Therefore, my answer is no. I can't help you. And then the person had to come at me this way. Don't you still sing in the church choir? I said, God ain't got nothing to do with this. My answer is no. And I mean that. Can you please go on the other side of my office door? Please and thank you. Good day. Have a good day. Like, how you going to come for my Christian card?
Amen.
Because I won't do you a favor.
Amen.
For real? That's what we're doing now? Oh, so you don't sing in the church choir no more? You telling me you don't sing in the church choir no more?
Wow.
I said, yeah, what I got? I said, you know what? Get out of here. Just go. My answer is no. Just go.
Wow.
So y'all done tried it. Don't come that way no more.
Man, my keep 100, man. After a tragedy, man, you always have those people that like to kick jokes or bring up, you know, something, you know, just disgusting.
Distasteful
for the dead. And I'm saying, and don't be that guy, man.
100.
You know, after Kobe passed, you had those people to bring up. Oh, I saw people like, oh, he raped somebody. Y'all celebrating a rapist, and how do y'all think the person he raped feels right now, seeing the person that raped him getting praised like this, and I'm just
like, did he ever rape that person?
Like they never he was found not guilty.
Yeah, okay.
The accuser, they, you know, whatever she did, she got a settlement, and he was found not guilty in the courts. And, you know, I'm not trying to smear her name right now, but when you went and got tested, you had 3 to 5 different semens in your
drawers. I thought it was something strange, yeah.
So it's like, not saying that you couldn't have been raped, but you got a lot of semen in your drawers, you know what I'm saying?
Don't talk about it like that.
I mean, I'm not saying that number 2 couldn't rape you, or number 1, number 3, or whatever. Like, you could have been raped, what I'm saying, but...
What you saying, though?
I'm just saying, but getting back to my point, I'm going to reel it back in. Getting back to my point, y'all people that like to kick jokes after people died, that shit ain't cool. Even if the people were fuck people, fuck niggas, fuck boys, fuck girls... Whatever.
Oh, because it's Kobe. Now we done changed.
No. I'm just, no.
Roll that beautiful bean footage back. You said some shit the other day.
What I said is, I choose not to say nothing because I'm not going to sit there and say nothing but good things about you. No.
Okay.
I said, it's just, I won't say nothing. If I think you a fuck nigga and you die, I don't have to go out there and try to make a joke or bring up some of the bad part times of your life. Like, I just choose not to say anything. So I said, just because you died don't mean I have to say nothing nice is what I said.
Okay.
But I'm not saying,
maybe that's
I don't care how you feel about Kobe. You don't have to just please be just respectful. Like, don't say nothing. You know, just don't.
Yeah, don't say nothing out of the way.
Yeah, just don't. Because A, you got a lot of people that really love this nigga. Like, you don't know. Somebody might slap you, man. Like, I know somebody that'll fight you right now. You say something bad about Kobe. Not me. I'm too old now. I ain't had a physical fight in like 20 years. So it's like, you know, it's been less than, you know, I don't even know. Like, a nigga beat my ass right now, bro, because I ain't been that life. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll take some muscle memory to get me back there. But all I'm saying is, don't be that guy, man. Just stop it, man. Just don't be that guy doing a tragedy, man. You don't have to make a joke. It's not funny. You'll find like-minded individuals like you, but in the end of the day, like, you're still an asshole. You know, don't be an asshole. 2020, stop being an asshole, okay? That's all I'm asking. All right, winner and loser time, man. You got any winners, man?
Yes, I do have a winner. I can't find his name, but this young man, he is 9 years old. He lifts 230 pounds. So he is top breaking records for his age class, a weight class, rather.
Winner!
And I just thought it was quite impressive because he's only 9 years old.
And he's going to be 4 foot tall.
And he looks like that's about all he is right now. So yeah,
he's stunted his growth because he's not supposed to be. You're not supposed to lift weights until your fucking nuts drop. And he's lifting weights at 9 years old. He's gonna be a short little, like, the shit gonna be disgusting. His parents done fucked him up. Jesus Christ, and that's your winner, man. Wow.
Yeah, he my winner. I mean, he breaking records.
So he's breaking his body.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I just feel like he's winning right now. Right now he's winning.
Man, my winner, man. All of us that got to witness the Mamba, man.
Winner.
Jay, listen, man. Y'all, look, man, we going to get through this, man. Just notice that we got to see something that going to go down in history. Like, one of the greatest players of all time. You got to witness that from start to finish. Know that you're a winner because, you know, that ain't something we got to read about or watch YouTube videos about. You know what I'm saying? We witnessed it, man. Like, you know, you seen that shit. You seen all the shit he did. You watched it, the highs, the lows. You seen it all, man. So y'all my winners, man. Y'all my fucking winners, man. Any losers?
Yes. I gotta say, Yosto, Lucky's Market.
Loser.
They came in. They were supposed to have been the alternative. They were supposed to be competing with Whole Foods, and them bitches done got bankrupt. Mm-hmm. So they shut them shits down all over the country. I think they're keeping one or two open. But nonetheless, they losing right now because that paperwork, they ain't looking right. So, they're my losers.
If they would have been Publix, where shopping is a pleasure, I mean, I don't think you're going to hear about Publix. Hey, they probably building a new Publix right now. We got about 15 Publix in this motherfucking town, at least 15. That's why Lucky's Market had to get the fuck out of here. This Publix over here, gang. But I did hear Lucky's had the banging bacon. They had the best bacon in the world. Like, their bacon was amazing. Mm. When they go on sale, the motherfuckers, I know the man that worked about 30 pounds of bacon. I said, damn, that motherfucker got some dope. He got some Dore me. Like, that's what I'm like, bruh.
I need to know who the hell eating with him. Well, I guess you could freeze it.
He said he get 10 pounds for his sister, 10 pounds for somebody. Like, he get at least 10 pounds. Like, that man.
Serious stuff.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So if you got a Lucky's Market in your area, go shop with him. They getting rid of everything. It's at least 25% to 50% off. I'm gonna make a trip over there on Friday on my way off. Just
and cross your fingers and hope and pray.
See if something in there. Them. Yeah, something left. I don't know. They probably didn't. Cause on that side of town, man, the college kids, man, they didn't rape the shells. Cause
yeah, they got
when that Winn-Dixie closed, boy, that motherfucker looked. I stopped by that bitch. I said, God, that bitch looked like Toys R Us when that bitch was going out of business.
Ain't had nothing but shells.
Nothing shelves. And look, they was getting rid of the shelf, and they was like, yo, you want this? Hey, the shell can go, nigga. So, yeah, man. So, man. My losers is this guy. His name is David Schwimmer.
Loser.
He sound like a loser.
Well, David Schwimmer was on Friends, right? He was one of the friends on Friends.
Mm-hmm. Never seen his face. Oh, yeah, that sound like the one.
The dumb one. He played like Ross.
I mean, looked like who that I was.
Yeah, I think he played Ross. I never watched Friends. Never seen the episode. Had no interest in it. But he said he proposes an all-black or all-Asian reboot of Friends. Listen, David. Friends was a reboot of a show called Living Single, you motherfucker, okay? You are suggesting they do a reboot of a show that was a reboot of a show that was already out? No, sir. No, sir. We're not going to do that. So, David Schwimmer, you're my loser for coming out there and saying this dumbass shit, man. Oh my gosh. Can you believe these niggas? They stole the show, but they probably didn't know about it.
Yeah, they didn't.
Because they was like, what? People are saying our show is a copy of some show called Living Single. You ever seen it? And they're like, no, what are you talking about? And they probably watched the show and they probably was like, oh my God, I remember this episode. This is the episode where we said take the cat out. Oh my gosh, this is,
really?
Jesus Christ, this is, oh my, this is a direct rip of her. Wow, we, something should be done. They should be compensated. We were paid $3 million an episode.
Yeah, cut the checks.
Exactly, so no, man. David Schwimmer, you're my loser for saying that dumbass shit, man. It's the time of the show. Queen Journal, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city. Knuckles.
Yes. Speech. She did not say niggers.
Hey.
She said knackers.
Okay, moving on.
She was saying Knicks and Lakers together, and she...
Yeah, she just messed it up and done fucked her own self up. Yeah. Now you ain't got no damn job. Now what you gonna say now?
She bounced back. She ain't do nothing say nigga. You know how many people get rehired after saying nigga?
Hey.
They all do. ain't nobody got fired and fired. For real. Yeah, for saying nigga. They got hired again.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yes. Man, so, man, my shout-outs go a little something like this, man. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, RT3. See, I went out of order and it fucked me up because I don't never say them until... Stax, MJ Money 9S, Dadgummit, The Good Brother 12 Cal, the 12 Cal Podcast, man. Go check him out. Shout out to Dr. Brazer, everybody. Dr. Brazer Network. That'd be Dr. Cam. That'd be that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Kayla, the truck driver, man. Don't forget, go check over Dr. Brazer. He got something going on. It's probably Thirsty Thursday. I don't think it's a Thirsty 100. He got something. He always got something going on. But when you go over there, you will be entertained, man. So shout out to them. Shout out to the Something Like Podcast. The Laugh Line Sports Podcast. If you, hey, nigga, if you don't post episodes soon, I'm going to drop you off the shout-out list. Like, I know you an actor and shit, and you probably doing a movie, and going to be like, nigga, I'm doing a fucking movie. I ain't got time to do no podcast. So I understand. But shout-out to him. Shout-out to the Too Smart Dummies Network. Shout-out to the Humbly Arrogant Show and Rock B. Wilden. Shout-out to them. Go check him out, man. He does a solo podcast, a young man in NYC. If you want to get the viewpoints of a young man, how the young niggas think, man, you know, go check him out, man. They crazy. The young niggas these days, they crazy, bro. But yeah, go check him out. I started listening to, what was this podcast? Man, if you're not listening to Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, man, I don't know what you're doing, bro. Like, that's one of the top podcasts to me. You know what I'm saying? I think Gilly and Wallows, just them being cousins, they really, you know, and just to be able just to have humor in each other and themselves is funny. So, you know, check them out. I started listening to the Monster podcast. It's the DC Sniper series. And talk about that time. Like, y'all just don't understand. During that time, like 2002, when the DC Sniper was out, that was a hot time. Niggas was scared to pump. Niggas was scared to pump gas and shit. Like, yo, boy, we was close to the area. We was a little further away, but we wasn't too far away where you might get scared. Like, you know, you didn't know because a motherfucker would just rent. That little 29 days was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't live, you went outside in 2002, you wouldn't get this. So I'm just going to let y'all know. So, yeah, the DC Sniper Monster, that shit is pretty good, man. I'm going to go back because they got an Atlanta Monster, and then they also got the another killer. It was somebody else. So I'm going to check that out. You know, Monster Podcast. Let me see. Shout out to AP. Shout out to Dragon Lady. Shout out to the Queen of the Hood Boogers. She's a big fan of Queen Germ.
All right, Queen.
She tell me all the time.
From one queen to another.
She tell me all the time. You know, like I said, you know, she's like, oh, your wife be getting at you. Yeah, don't make me call your wife. Get you right when y'all recording the show. You know, I wanna come on there and cuss. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? But shout out to her, man. Who else, man? Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, man. If I miss your name, man, blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me.
Because I don't give up.
Yeah, man. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man? Shout out to y'all, man. Man, rate your show, man. Come on, we got, you got 5 seconds. Rate your
9.3.
9.3, man. I'm going to give this show a perfect 10, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to give this show a 2.4. Matter of fact, I'm giving this show a 8.24. That's my rating for this show.
Okay.
8.24 is my rating for the show.
And that'll do it.
Yes. Wow, what's the problem?
I'm just saying. I mean, I realize what you did, but it's all
yes. good. Yeah, man. That's my rating. Like always, don't forget to, you know, give us a good rating on whatever podcast read you're using. Don't forget about our Patreon, where you can join for as little as $2. You know what I'm saying? You can support the team, support the dream. Don't forget about the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Call that, man. Leave a drop, man. And don't forget to share it, like it, with all that good stuff. Oh, man. Episode in the books, man. Episode 390. This your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And we out this, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry I can't be with you tonight. However, I couldn't completely miss the chance to take a moment to share some thoughts with all of you. The lesson I cherish the most is how important it is to love what you do. If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it. So with that, I'll let you carry on with your evening. Please know I'm thinking of you, supporting you, and encouraging you always. Peace.